Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I'm very happy to tell you that we'll be back there for our show Halloween, October 31st. That's right. I'd love for you to join us for that. And it'll be a great time. So make sure you join us. I tell you, Cape May in October is absolutely beautiful. So think about making your getaway plans right now at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. So thanks to our buddy Wake Up NJ, who sent me a nice note and also thanked me for everything that I'm doing. Hey, dude, thank you. You're doing a great job. He said, oh, and I got to, before I do that, I got to give a birthday shout out to a friend of mine because he asked me to. Greg DeMichelle, who's an attorney, DeMichelle and DeMichelle, one of my buddies. And this is him asking for a birthday shout out. Listen to how pathetic, listen to how desperate this is. Ready? Zeoli, I was in court and several fans of yours told me they were going to be tuning into your show to hear my birthday shout out. No S, I'm serious, just saying. Apparently my fans listen to your show. Well, they're not your fans, Greg, they're my fans. But I'm more than happy to wish you a happy birthday since my fans asked me to, since you begged them to ask me. So happy birthday to Greg DeMichelle. There you go. Have a happy birthday. I believe he's turning 75 today. No, I'm just kidding. But I've known Greg and his brother Rick for a long time. Too long, as a matter of fact. Way too long. But there you go. Have a happy birthday, buddy, and we'll be celebrating very, very soon. No doubt about that. But I was going to say, Mikey Sherrill, this is her statement on the House resolution passage on the Charlie Kirk resolution. This is what she said. Quote, Charlie Kirk was advocating for a Christian nationalist government and to roll back the rights of women and black people. Kirk's racist anti-American views, blah, 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 blah. I have taken countless oaths to the Constitution throughout my life, starting when I entered the Naval Academy at 18. She can't say anything without either mentioning Trump or her service in the Navy. Thank you for your service. It doesn't mean I want you to be my governor. I have volunteered to give everything up to, and including my life, for our freedom, and will always protect them. I take my oath to the Constitution seriously. I believe in free speech, and that the First Amendment wouldn't be necessary, blah, 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 blah. It is meant to protect people like Charlie Kirk who present vile dissenting views. Charlie Kirk was advocating for a Christian nationalist government. No, he wasn't. And to roll back the rights of women. His wife is now running Turning Point USA. Just for the record, Erica Kirk is now running Turning Point USA. Why is that? She's now running a massive organization where they've had requests since Charlie's death, 62,000 new chapters for Turning Point USA. So I'd like to know why she isn't in the kitchen churning butter. Based on this, I'm curious about that. Why she isn't in the kitchen barefoot, pregnant, churning butter, according to Mikey Sherrill and what she believed Charlie Kirk's views on women were. Since Erica was helping to run Turning Point USA and manage Charlie's career at his radio show and everything else the entire time, in addition to raising their kids, but is now going to be running Turning Point USA. A Christian nationalist government. I don't even know what that means. Charlie Kirk advocated for the First Amendment in every way, shape, and form, which includes the government not imposing a religion upon the people. But also the government not stopping you from exercising your religion in your life, not just an hour in church on Sunday, but living your life according to your religion and your religious views, and not having the left shove their views on us and do things like, go after Catholics praying in mass in Latin, for example, and moms who want to homeschool their kids and parents who don't want to subject their kids to the LGBTQ+ IA, every letter of the alphabet / numerical symbol mafia's demands, things like that. Meanwhile, Mikey Sherrill continues, Democrat candidate for governor, President Trump has and continues to define hypocrisy at every turn. On one hand, he denounced Kirk's politically motivated killing, while on the other hand, is instigating a witch hunt worthy of Joseph McCarthy to shut down the free speech rights of anyone who disagrees with Kirk's racist anti-American views. First of all, Kirk was not a racist. His views were not anti-American. But this kind of further goes to the point about why I want the FCC chairman to shut up and I want the president to stop talking about going after TV stations and radio stations or whatever that are unfair to him, because you're giving Democrats a talking point. So get mad at me if you want. That's okay. I'm a big boy. But I'm telling you, politically, it's not helpful. It's not good. Doesn't help. The marketplace was already winning. You got elected. He got elected despite the unfair media. He still won big every swing state, all seven of them. So despite the lefty media not being fair to him, he still won. The marketplace was sorting this out on its own. We don't need the FCC, and the president should stop commenting on all this while these mergers are going through in particular, because it's just going to be a political headache he doesn't need. And you're giving the Democrats a talking point. So blast me on Twitter if you want. I really don't care. I'm telling you, this does not help. With midterm elections coming up, with the race for governor of New Jersey coming up, this doesn't help. But Mikey Sherrill is a ghoul, like her Democrat colleagues are ghouls. And that's why I want you to join us on October 10th when we do our rally in North Wildwood on the pier. We're going to honor Charlie Kirk with a cell phone vigil. Jack Cittarelli is going to be there, and we're going to rally everybody to flip New Jersey red and send a message that if she wants to make this election a referendum on Trump, then okay, fine, but we're going to win. So if you don't want to talk about the issues, Jack will win, and Jack will beat you, and we will beat you, and we will make sure that we beat you, and that's what we're going to do. So join us for that. What you have to do, though, is you got to go to CAPE, CAPE, CAPEGOP.com, and register for the event for security purposes. We have to have everybody do that, which is a horrible thing. I hate that. I hate that that's the world we live in, but it is what it is. So do that and join us on Friday, October 10th, 4 to 7 p.m. on the pier in North Wildwood. Plans to do the show live from there that day with some very special guests. Hopefully we can pull that off from a technical perspective, and that'll be great. But this is what I mean about these people. And there was an exchange today on the floor between Byron Donalds and Rashida Tlaib. We have that, Matt, right? I believe we have that. I can't.
We do have it. Yeah, let me just find the number real quick.
Where is it? I know we got a lot of audio today. 23. So this happened today, and Rashida Tlaib, who's a squad member, but at this point, all the Democrats are the same in my mind, and I'll tell you why. Until this party denounces crazy and denounces these squad members and kicks them out and stops lying about Charlie Kirk and stops calling all of us fascists and Nazis and everything else, then as far as I'm concerned, this is a party that deserves no bipartisanship cooperation whatsoever. We can't have bipartisanship with a party like that, a party that openly allows crazy to run the show. And Rashida Tlaib, along with the other squad members, is a great example of this. And Byron Donalds is a hero, and he's great, and I'm glad he fought back on her. But here he is, a black man, being called a fascist and a Nazi by Rashida Tlaib. This is during the House hearing today. Good for Byron for pushing back on this. Cut 23.
And I think it's really important we need to stand up against this. Fascist takeover, that's not a bad word. It's a fact.
No, it is a bad word.
And here in D.C. and across the country, it is so incredibly important, Mr. Chair, that this committee does not allow rhetoric that defames and or paints Washington, D.C. in a way that you all haven't really truly seen. You're just reading it. No, you're just reading it or something off of some.
Will the gentlelady yield to a question?
Yeah, I think it's really important.
Will the gentlelady yield?
No, I don't yield. I don't even have time. I can tell you.
Your time's expired.
It is expired. But, Mr. Chair,
but
you all live here, and you're not telling people the beautiful parts that you do see in our nation's capital. And no, it's just wrong how we're doing it.
Chairman, I think it's insane that the gentlelady doesn't have an argument, but she's going to refer to me and some of my colleagues.
Mr. Donald,
we were from the Third Reich. This is insane.
You're going to look at 14, 15-year-olds as a bunch of criminals?
It's insane. Do I look like a member of the Third Reich to you, Ms. Tlaib? Is that what I look like to you?
You're the one taking your vote.
Is that what you think?
No, that's unethical.
I think it's radical, and I think it's insane. And I'll respect everything that you say. But to say something like that to myself and a lot of my colleagues is way out of line. It's way out of line. It's way out of line.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Way out of line.
Regular order.
That's okay. But it's okay, right?
That is not how it goes.
It's okay, right?
You hold yourself accountable before you talk about
Washington. Hold myself accountable. Hold your own self accountable. How about that? Hold your own self accountable. How about that?
Free D.C. And make sure you vote with your own voting card. Don't be giving it to somebody else.
All right, time.
She's nuts. She's freaking crazy is what she is. She's a crazy, crazy person. This is who they are. These are the Democrats. And Mikey Sherrill is right there with them. She voted no just like them. Just like them. And these are who these people are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
this is who they are. And then if you're a Democrat and you go out of your lane, then they basically throw you out of the party. That's why Eric Adams is running as an independent right now in New York and saying that he believes that men and women, boys and girls, shouldn't be using the same bathroom. That's a controversial take right now. Isn't that something? It's a controversial take because you can't say that as a Democrat. That's why he's got to run as an independent. He also said New York City can't survive if we keep getting 10,000 illegal immigrants a day flooding our streets. So here's Mayor Eric Adams, Cut 25.
We're going to always respect how one identifies themselves, but my utmost importance is to ensure that when my children are in school, they're in there in a safe environment, and I do not believe a safe environment is allowing boys and girls to use the same facility at the same time.
Good for him for saying that, but it's just amazing that becomes a controversial point. That's a controversial take right now to have as a Democrat in the United States of America. Think about that. It's insane. It's insanity. Here's Ted Cruz talking to Caitlin Collins. I wanted to play this the other day, and I didn't have a chance. CNN's Caitlin Collins. Look, the marketplace has also spoken. CNN's ratings are abysmal. Fox crushes CNN and MSNBC, pounds them. I mean, even if you combine those two, Fox still beats them. Marketplace is working fine. This is why we don't need the FCC butting in and inserting themselves, because the marketplace is handling this all by itself. And Jimmy Kimmel would have been gone all by himself because the marketplace was reacting. So we just don't need the FCC's involvement in any of this. And CNN's not regulated by the FCC anyway, but I'm telling you, Democrats get their way in the future. One day they will expand the power of the FCC to also be controlling podcasts and streaming and YouTube and everything else, because they will not rest until they're able to have control over all the information. They will not rest. Don't fall for their free speech games right now. It is a lie. And you know this because we've gone through this on the show with you, all their vast array and record of censorship. And you know this, and I know this, and they were calling up for so many people on our side to be censored during COVID and because of the 2020 election and January 6th and on it goes. We've given them an issue right now, but we need to take it back. And we could do so by shutting down the FCC. Here is Senator Ted Cruz with Caitlin Collins, Cut 22.
You said a lot there, and we don't have a motive yet. We don't know yet. We're waiting. Obviously, we've heard what the governor's had to say, what the FBI director said today.
Of course we know. Come on. We don't have a motive yet.
We know.
We don't have a motive yet.
What's
really
happening with...
Really? That's CNN's position?
I mean, from law enforcement,
he just happened,
Senator,
to fire the gun in celebration. You can't tell the motive.
Senator, that's not what I said. And I said law enforcement hasn't laid out a direct motive. They've laid out a lot of evidence here of these messages and what
actually
the
they have.
Said
they've said that he's a left-wing activist who hated Charlie Kirk. Pardon?
Senator, with all due respect, you know exactly what I'm saying. I'm not arguing with you politically. I'm saying that law enforcement has not put a specific motive. You know that there's a difference of what they're putting in a legal
they
argument
have. That
than what you're talking about. And you're not even
you
we're not even arguing about the facts
what
here.
What you just said is false,
Senator.
Caitlin.
No.
Caitlin, facts. Hold on a second. Let me answer your statement, because what you said is factually
false. Senator, with
false.
All due respect.
Law enforcement.
With all due respect, you're,
so you
you're putting a lot of statements
okay, go ahead,
that
go ahead,
I did not
speech.
Say.
Here's Ted Cruz on his podcast, which you'll be able to hear this Sunday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD at 2 o'clock, where he talks about the FCC chairman, Brendan Carr. And I think a lot of conservatives now are going to be speaking out about the... And you notice, I mean, I haven't heard Brendan Carr today, so that's good. That's a positive that we haven't heard from him today. Here's what Ted Cruz had to say regarding his comments. Take a listen.
No, 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 no. Look, I like Brendan Carr. He's a good guy. He's the chairman of the FCC. I work closely with him. But what he said there is dangerous as hell.
For people that are listening, because this is going to be, quote, controversial, so I want to make sure we explain it clearly. When you say no and it's dangerous, explain and run this out, the slippery slope that this can open, so that people understand why we're saying it.
So the Federal Communication Commission is in charge of granting broadcast licenses. So ABC, NBC, CBS, they have licenses from the FCC. It is true that under statute, they're required to be in the public interest.
Yep.
What he is saying is Jimmy Kimmel was lying. That's true. He was lying. And his lying to the American people is not in the public interest. And so he threatens explicitly, we're going to cancel ABC's license. We're going to take him off the air. So ABC cannot broadcast anymore. And I got to say, he threatens it. He says, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way.
Yeah.
And I got to say, that's right out of Goodfellas. That's right out of a mafioso coming into a bar going, nice bar you have here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. And I got to say, look, I understand. Jimmy Kimmel has mocked me so many times I cannot count. The corporate media, they are dishonest. They are liars. I hate what Jimmy Kimmel said. I am thrilled that he was fired. But let me tell you, if the government gets in the business of saying,
what you
we
can
don't
and can't
like
say
what you, the media, have said, we're going to ban you from the airwaves if you don't say what we like, that will end up bad for conservatives. It reminds me of, you and I are both fans of The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
J.R.R. Tolkien. It reminds me of like the Ring of Power. And it is so attractive. It's sort of like conservatives saying, wait, if we have government, we have power.
Yeah.
We can ban the media. Let me tell you what will happen. Going down this road, there will come a time when a Democrat wins again. Wins the White House.
They will get rid of every
Democrat
talk show
FCC,
in America that's a conservative. They'll get rid of every podcast. They'll get rid of everybody on YouTube.
They will silence us. They will use this power, and they will use it ruthlessly. I think it is unbelievably dangerous for government to put itself in the position of saying, we're going to decide what speech we like and what we don't, and we're going to threaten to take you off air if we don't like what you're saying. And it might feel good right now to threaten Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
But when it is used to silence every conservative in America, we will regret it. And so, again, I like Brendan Carr, but we should not be in this business.
Yeah, he's 100% spot on here. And I'm glad he's using the mafia analogy, which we use on this show all the time. And incidentally, that's exactly the analogy I used with Joe Biden going after social media companies during COVID by saying, nice social media company you got here. Be ashamed if something happened to it. And I gave you the analogy, remember, of the deli inspector who goes into the deli, the health inspector, and says, nice deli, be ashamed if something happened to it. You know, that gabagool might be 1 degree too warm in the fridge. I'm glad he's speaking out. Bravo to Senator Ted Cruz. Good. Excellent. Now we need more conservative voices to say the same thing. And then now let's go a step further. Shut down the regulatory agency. We don't need an FCC anymore. Let the marketplace handle this. Most things right now are on the internet anyway, far away from the FCC. But don't give the Democrats a regulatory agency they can weaponize against us in the future. Take it away from them. Use this power now not to go after the unfair news networks that aren't covering President Trump. Use this power now to shut down the FCC so that the FCC can't be weaponized against us in the future. And then let the marketplace handle the unfair news networks just like the marketplace has been dealing with them. Because it has been quite effectively doing a great job of that, by the way, which is why Jimmy Kimmel's ratings were terrible. And this was all an excuse to get rid of Jimmy Kimmel. But now the perception is that Brendan Carr, because of this merger that's happening right now, bullied them. And we don't want to be those people, and we don't want to have that perception going into midterms, and we don't want to give the Democrats this talking point now about fascism and everything else. And I know what you're going to say. Rich will say it anyway. That's not the point. The point is we are in charge. So if we're in charge, we have a choice to make. Choice A is the short-term gain of going after the unfair media, or B, the long-term gain, the long-term success of shutting down the regulatory agency that goes after us and will go after us in the future. And you know that they will. So why the hell are we not dogeing the FCC. Why are we not doing to the FCC what Linda McMahon is doing to the Department of Education and trying to shut it down? We don't need this agency. It's a creature of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the 1930s. It is 2025. The free market can figure this out. Most people right now are consuming information on their own platforms anyway, far from the reach of the FCC, but that's exactly what the Democrats will use to argue why they need to update the FCC's powers and have it control things like Joe Rogan's podcast and Ted Cruz's podcast and my podcast one day. Which, by the way, if I'm ever not here, just search for it. Because that's typically how these things happen. You just disappear like you never existed, like you're a body in the trunk. And then they just, like, hey, what are you talking about? I never heard of the guy. But nowadays you can search out podcasts, which is great. Good. But I know emotions are high. And I know that somebody right now is going to go, the FCC is not why Jimmy Kimmel was fired. I agree. But that's not the point. Not the point. Consistency matters. We're supposed to be consistent. And also, in addition to consistency, limited government matters. We voted for shutting down the regulatory state. We voted for getting rid of these three-letter and four-letter weaponized agencies. We didn't vote for giving them more power. And every time we've seen them get more power, we have watched them use it against us. So before you say, well, they'll use it against us anyway, Rich, take away their ability to do so by shutting down the three-letter and four-letter agency. Problem solved. Doge away the FCC. All right. I got to tell you about our great sponsor. Who am I talking about here? I got to talk about, I got a lot of great, Grand Hotel. Grand Hotel of Cape May. All right, so great time of year to be in Cape May. I actually love this time of year, and I know the locals love it there too because not a lot of people were there. So you kind of have the place all to yourself. Well, if you come down to our rally for Jack Chitarelli and to honor Charlie Kirk on October 10th in Wildwood, you can make a weekend stay out of going to the Grand Hotel. You could grab dinner at Mulligan's in Wildwood, go down to the Grand Hotel, make a weekend out of it. You can book your stay in Cape May right now and have an incredible, incredible time. And you, I want you to think about this, too. If you're a parent, the kids, they're going to have all kinds of holidays coming up and the teachers' convention and all the nonsense. The Grand Hotel has that beautiful indoor heated pool that the kids love. One of the many reasons why my kids love the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And from now, from October 5th, through December 18th, enjoy a fabulous midweek fall escape. When you book a multi-night stay, you're going to receive 10% off your room rate, plus resort credits, good at Hemingway's restaurant, or the gift shop. If you're planning a weekend getaway, the Grand Escape weekends are perfect for couples or friends looking to relax and unwind, and it's never too early to plan your Thanksgiving or holiday break as well. Grand Hotel is the perfect place to have your ocean holiday, your ocean escape. And it's the perfect place to also host a wedding, baby or bridal shower. They have four ballrooms to help you make lifetime memories. And my friend Caitlin, certified wedding planner extraordinaire, will help you plan the event of your dreams. So reach out to them today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And you'll love it there. And join us for our Halloween extravaganza on October 31st. Mark your calendar down for that now. So you had a couple weekends. You could be down there in Cape May and hang out with me. So do that today. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Edward.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Sachs, I got an idea. How about you get your own show? Instead of telling me what to talk about, how about you get your own show? Why don't you do that? Instead of telling me what to talk about. I have a four-hour show. If you miss part of it, I can't help you. We talked about Arctic Frost yesterday. We talked about Arctic Frost the day before. Actually, even talked about it the day before that. I would have talked about Venezuela and China with Dr. Victoria Coates, but her schedule changed, and she'll be on the show Monday. But I suggest you start a show. It's easy, clearly. All you got to do is talk. It's very easy to do. So instead of sitting here telling me what to talk about, Edward Sachs, go ahead. Start your own show. See how you do. I'm sure you do great. Maybe you'll compete with me. Maybe you'll beat me. Probably not, but hey, you never know. Every champ has to go down, though, right? Although this champ would come back, just like in Rocky III, Rocky IV, and Rocky V. And Rocky Balboa. Rocky V isn't really canon. They kind of pretend like that one never happened. Just saying. I personally like it. I mean, the whole street fight in Kensington? Come on. You know what I'm saying? Matt DeSantis has never seen the Rocky movies, but they were about a boxer from Philadelphia named Rocky.
I've seen all the Rockies, and even Five, unfortunately.
Five is great, because...
it's not. It's so bad.
Come on, they got a street fight in Kensington. You can't beat fake, that.
And a fake Don King. That's the only good part, I think.
That was great. I'll sue, and then Rocky punches him and goes, I ain't got nothing. It's great. Oh, there's a new show out on HBO called Task. Have you guys heard of this show?
No.
No.
All right, so it's from the people that brought you Mayor of Easttown. Mark Ruffalo's in it, who's a crazy lib, but he's a great actor. But it opens up with him listening to KYW on the radio.
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to play this. I mean, they wouldn't play this station. You know, on a,
it's in Ruffalo's contract. Can't play.
Maybe they'll play the Edward Sachs show in the next show they make about our area. Like if they do a sequel to Mayor of Easttown or another show, it could open up with the Edward Sachs show.
That's good promotion for Edward.
I agree. Trying to help him. Try to help boost his podcast, his numbers. Try to help his get his numbers up. It's not easy. Listen, and don't be discouraged, because the very first show I ever did was an internet radio show during the Phillies game. We had 53 people listening. So that was the whole number, not like our YouTube audience numbers or people watch at different times and then they stream later and there's people listening on the radio and the app and our podcast downloads and everything like that. No, it was a whole total of 53. So don't be discouraged. It'll just take you some time. That's all. But no, it's good. I started watching Task, and it's pretty good. I mean, I the first episode was really good anyway. It takes place in Delco. Monco. Yeah. Yeah. And as usual, you pay attention to the accents because you can tell these actors are not from around here, and they're trying really hard to say, like, water.
Fighting to do it. I remember seeing a news report that like the Delco Philadelphia accent's like one of the hardest in the world to master.
They say it is, and Kate Winslet, when she played Mayor of Easttown, went through all this voice training, and I remember this because I was in mornings and we would play clips of it and how she was doing. We would get people to comment on this. But she's British, so that's an even double challenge because you got to first sound American, then you got to sound Delco. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You just gotta have them listen to sports radio in the city. You'll learn that Philadelphia act because there are some insane accents on 94.
They're true. That's true. They are. And of course, there's a couple of the people on the show say is like him, and I'm like, nah, that's more Baltimore. You know what I mean? You gotta be careful with the O. You can't overdo it. Okay, Hoagie. And at one point, yeah, and Mark Ruffalo's character actually says, and I'm not kidding, and I should have grabbed the audio clip of this, but I was watching it last night in bed, and I just thought about this. And he actually says, and I'm not joking, to his daughter, are you hungry? Because I'm going to run to the Acme and get something for dinner. Now, everybody knows that you refer to it as the Acme, but he doesn't say the Acme. I'm just saying.
I'm surprised he didn't say Wawa.
Well, I think that's why, because they wound up using Wawa in every scene in Mayor of Easttown, I think, where she goes on to say, I'm going to the Wawa. I think in literally every scene. I think Wawa paid to have that in every scene. So this time around, it was the Acme that paid for the endorsement, I'm guessing. So, yeah, I guess. I don't know. But it's good. I mean, you just got to get past Mark Ruffalo's leftyism. I was telling Susie Cool this too. He's a great actor and he's a great Hulk, but I mean, he's nuts. I just don't personally let people's politics get in the way of my enjoyment. So if I like a show, I don't let their politics affect me. Like same thing with sports. I just leave all that aside. What was I going to say? I sent a clip. What did I send? I sent
Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk. Yes, another clip of Charlie Kirk. This is him talking about liberating Twitter as we're talking about what we should be standing for, which is getting rid of government regulation and government interference in things. What's that? Oh, sure. No problem. And thinking about the future and thinking about what could happen in the future with regards to the left taking over, which is why I'm saying shut down the FCC, just completely shut it down. But Charlie's point about liberating Twitter and going down as one of the greatest free speech victories of all time is spot on. This is, take a listen.
Elon Musk liberating Twitter will go down as one of the greatest free speech victories in the history of Western civilization. You know how awesome it is where we can log on to Twitter and we could say, yeah, you know, Dylan Mulvaney, he's a man. Rachel Levine is a man and kind of like a creepy pervert, honestly. That January 6th is probably an inside job. It's more of a Fed surrection than anything else. And that 99% of people on January 6th did nothing wrong. That we could go on Twitter and say that, you know, George Floyd wasn't a hero and Derek Chauvin was targeted in a Soviet style trial that was anti-American and un-American. One of the reasons why the powerful are getting nervous is because we can finally speak again online. One of the main victories of 2023 is that we could say, that's BS. No, you're not going to trans our kids. You're not going to groom our children. You're not going to then call us these terrible, awful names when in reality, you're actually the things that you're calling us. You see, As our ability to speak and challenge authority and challenge power grows, the likelihood of our victory increases.
Bravo, by the way, Charlie Kirk, spot on. Am I going to want to play Cut 24? Is this going to make me not want to watch the show with Mark Ruffalo now?
So I stopped it before he got out of control annoying. Beyond the 37 mark, he starts talking about gun control and like it's the usual Mark Ruffalo routine. Okay. But for the
he doesn't celebrate Charlie Kirk's.
No. For the first 37 seconds, he's actually like a pretty decent human being here. Although Rainn Wilson is doing most of the heavy lifting.
Rainn Wilson from The Office. Okay. Yeah. This is cut 24.
While I didn't agree with his ideas, shooting someone that we disagree with, even if they're vociferous and loud and out there, is so colossally wrong-headed. I spoke to a couple of, let's say, some liberal friends last night at an event, and they were like, you won't find me shedding any tears. And someone else was like, oh, well, it was a little bit of a kind of a good riddance thing. And it's like, guys, no.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I know.
We cannot think or talk that way.
Not at all.
That is not okay.
It's so dangerous, man.
Good. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear them saying that. And that's good. Now I'll keep watching the show. I was really worried right there. I was going to have to turn it off for good. You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't be able to take his character seriously if he had said celebrated in any way Charlie's assassination or anything like that. So all right, so that's good. Okay. Big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria of VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He is the best. He is the man, and he will give you a great smile. But here's that hideous human being, Keith Olbermann, defending Charlie Kirk's assassin. Yeah, this is how deranged the left is. Why am I playing this? I'm playing this so you understand what I mean when I say the left has allowed crazy into their ranks. The Democrat Party has. I haven't heard any Democrats condemn this guy. In fact, the Democrats today had a chance to honor Charlie Kirk, and they did not. They voted against it, including Mikey Sherrill, who's running for governor of New Jersey. They're not condemning this. It tells you everything you need to know about them. I mean, this is horrific here. But this is today's left. I mean, this is the left in America today. There's a sickness out there, and the Democrat Party has allowed them into their ranks. And I have said it. I'll keep saying it until they cleanse them from their house in some sort of a poltergeist. They will never be a majority party. They can't, and we can't work with them. That's just the bottom line. Cut 21.
Now that we can say with some certainty that if Tyler Robinson indeed shot Charlie Kirk, he shot him for personal reasons, because he saw Kirk as a direct threat to somebody he loved, that Robinson was not a stochastic proxy murderer from Antifa or the Groypers or the right-wingers who had so recently called Kirk a fraud, you know, like Laura Loomer, it is then also clear that there is truly only one person whose words created, amplified, mainstreamed, and manufactured this nightmarish environment that has led to Charlie Kirk's death. The leading threat in this country, in this moment, to the safety and the lives of conservatives and Republicans and MAGA commentators and politicians and civilians, is not George Soros, and it's not Antifa, and it's not a Democrat, nor a liberal, nor a socialist, nor an immigrant, nor a transgendered person. The leading threat in this country, in this moment, to the safety and the lives of conservatives and Republicans and MAGA, is Donald Trump. The individual who's done the most to put the lives and welfare of all of us directly, and also by his perverted lead and demonic inspiration of others, is Donald Trump. The America in which Charlie Kirk was murdered, the America in which Melissa
I can't take it anymore. You see what I mean in terms of crazy? That's crazy right there. That's just crazy. Charlie Kirk, it created his own assassination environment. It doesn't get sicker than that from these people. It really doesn't. And Jasmine Crockett tried to suggest that the shooter was MAGA. And Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene responded after that. And good for her for doing so, by the way. Cut number two.
Looks like Yahoo News. It says Charlie Kirk suspect's grandma says family is all MAGA.
Without objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes Ms. Green from Georgia.
Mr. Chair, Member out of UC as well.
We'll recognize you next time. Chair, Ms. Green, it's your 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can assure you that the man, the 22-year-old man, Tyler Robinson, that murdered Charlie Kirk is not MAGA. His family may be Republican, but all of the evidence that is being presented proves that he is a far leftist, very much integrated in online groups that are linked to Antifa. He was in...
Good for her for at least bringing that truth forward. You know, speaking of Antifa and how dangerous they are, this investigative journalist went undercover with them, and Jesse Waters brought her on his show last night. Her name is Carolyn Boriansko, who went undercover with Antifa and says it's basically it's a military operation. So you see the damage they've caused. I mean, you've watched as they've burned down cities, you've watched as they've burnt down courthouses, and you've watched them create all this destruction in our country. And Antifa is, they claim to be anti-fascist, and they literally employ every tactic of fascism. They caused billions of dollars in property damage. They are an absolute threat. Where they get their funding from needs to be absolutely 100% investigated. I have my theories, but I think we all kind of have a sense of where a lot of that money probably comes from. I would like to see real formal investigations happening. I think that's going to happen now that Trump has designated them a domestic terror organization. This is cut number 7.
You have sessions where they bring in people with military experience. Anti-war is a very big thing for Antifa, so they do hand-to-hand combat trainings. I was just undercover with them in New York City over the weekend, where they had a whole self-defense class where they were teaching people how to violently, you know, confront the police, but also defend themselves if they needed to be put in that position.
And why do they always get out of jail so quickly? You see all these people get popped, they get bailed right out, and charges never stick. How is that?
Well, Antifa, actually, they train people on how to get arrested. And it's interesting with far left subcultures because they actually volunteer to get arrested and go through this type of training where they are provided legal support. They are provided lawyers. They are provided all of this stuff with mutual aid. And so as soon as they get arrested, Antifa basically goes down to the jail and they bail them out and they are all set up with a lawyer and ready to go. So they plan all of this stuff out ahead of time and they have the resources set up for people to be able to be taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, obviously someone's paying for their legal representation. What is the core mission of Antifa? Is it anarchy? Are they anarchists?
Yeah, Antifa are anarchists. Their primary goal is the violent overthrow of the federal government. I cannot emphasize this enough. You know, we've been hearing a lot of talk about civil war over the last couple of years between Democrats and Republicans, red versus blue. I firmly believe that the real civil war we have coming is the radical revolutionary socialists and communists in Antifa versus the federal government. That is their goal. That is their only goal. And people need to start taking this problem very, very seriously.
It's scary to think about how organized they are, too. No question about it. And the tactics in which they'll employ, and there's no stopping them. No doubt about it. All right. So we got a big final hour coming up, and I want to get into a lot of things with you, but also want to remind you, Jack Carr, okay? And also our rally in Wildwood on October 10th. And I want to thank my great friends at Tri-County Auto for being part of the show, for sponsoring our show. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. And Tri-County Toyota. General Manager Jack Donaldson, great guy. He was at our live show we did in the Hub a couple months ago. Funny guy. Really enjoyed meeting him and his sales team. Great people. And Brian and Cheryl Krieger, you know, standing with our veterans and supporting the Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon every year. These things matter in a big, big way. The fact that they stand with us matters in a big, big way. And they have amazing specials going on right now at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Tri-County Toyota. Incredible financing, leasing, previously owned vehicles. They're right on off of Route 422. Easy to get to, wherever you are. King of Prussia, the Main Line, Collegeville, Exton, even Delco, wherever you want to come from. And I would say, please go support them, because it matters. It really does. I drive a Jeep Wrangler. I love it. I love taking the top off. I love the freedom of that. We'll do it this weekend because it's going to be nice out. But maybe you want to go Grand Cherokee. Well, they've got specials on the Grand Cherokee right now. Incredible financing and lease options. They've also got great specials on Jeep Compass right now as well. Just go on their website, tricounty.com. See all of it. And when you go to the dealership, you're going to see a gigantic, massive American flag between the two dealerships, showing you just how much they love our country and love our veterans and love what we do and what we stand for. So please support them. Please see them. You'll have an incredible experience. They'll make sure you get the absolute best price possible. Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Tri-County Toyota, tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.